Hey, this is Chip Brim, and you're listening to the Voice of One Witness Radio broadcast. Get ready to receive a word that will impact your life.
Our first order as pastors, don't judge anybody who walks through that door. He said, love them, train them to be champions for me, because I'm coming back for a champion church. Now, Norval Hayes, y'all have heard this story. I'm going to tell you again, because the Lord reminded me of it. He tells Candy and I, he said, I was preaching at a convention, and what he did is he judged a boy to hell, because he knew about a boy in his hometown, and his family was terrible, and they were on drugs, in and out of prison, blah, blah, blah. And he used him in his sermon and said, poor fellow, he heard he just died, said, poor fellow went to hell. God, in front of 15,000 people, Mama was there. Brother Hagin was on the stage, knocks him on his back. The power hits him and says, who are you to say who goes to heaven and who goes to hell? When you say you're going to hell, you're judging somebody. Who, you're not the judge. You've allowed judgment into your life. Forget the healings, man, and the devil's happy. You just keep your little old attitude. But God wants us to have the attitude of kindness and compassion and mercy, because one day we're going to be shown mercy. And it stops the devil. Stop judging that ex. Stop it. Pray for him. Pray in the Spirit. You don't know to pray? Pray in the Spirit. Be led by God. Are y'all with me? Judge yourself. Look in the mirror. Oh, well, this stopped the devil. How many know this is important? Glory to God. And he judged that boy. And the Lord said, he said, well, Lord, he was, I knew this kid and his parents. And the Lord showed him taking his last breath. And the Lord said to him, because of his praying grandmother who you never knew, the Lord said, I'm faithful to those prayers. And I will reveal myself before he takes his last breath. Who are you? Can you imagine hearing from God Almighty, who created the foundations of the earth? Who are you? Can you imagine hearing that? Where were you when I created all of this? Mr. or Mrs. Know-it-all? I'm just saying. I'm not judging. Nobody's judging. It's the truth. Everybody here? Well, I'm not judging. I'm just trying to help and fix and get this splinter out of their eye. Is anybody getting in? Will this help you? You like sleeping better? You like feeling better? You like being double blessed? Then live judge free. You can live a life where you're not judged. How? Show mercy. Receive mercy. Man, that's good news. He said, you didn't even know about the grandmother who's praying. I know I didn't know. How was I supposed to know? I was just saying. Whoo. Brother Hagin didn't know. There's a story where he was in this drought of miracles and healings. He told Mom this story. Maybe you've heard it. I don't know if it's been in a book or not. But he was about 3 or 4 weeks in, nothing, and he's just kind of going to God about it. And all of a sudden, this man at this church stands up and gives this powerful word, and it just busted everything open in the power of God. And Brother Hagin came after that, and he went to God, and he said, God, I've got some questions here. This brother, I watched him coming out of a bar 2 days ago. I drove by, and 2 days ago, he was coming out of a bar. Why didn't you use Miss Sister So-and-so, Miss Goody Two-Shoes? Oh, listen to this. Y'all want to hear this?
Yes.
Are you sure you want to hear this?
Yes.
God said, let me tell you what you don't know. That woman, Mrs. Goody Two-Shoes, who leads the prayer, put whatever you want in there. He said, I can't remember how many years ago, but I called her into the mission field, and she refused. and disobey. He said to me, listen to this, spiritual sin is worse than physical sin. Disobeying God. She was disobedient. I can't use her like that. But the man you saw coming out of the bar, he said he took two steps in and he yelled out, God, forgive me. I shouldn't be here. You drove on by and he ran out. Where were you? Who are you to say? Judging is what you don't know. Are y'all getting this? And I'm going to tell you something. When you get what you don't know, what I didn't know. Let me tell you what I didn't know, and I'm going to end with this. There's benefits to not judging. Because you won't be judged. Right? And there's benefits to not judging back when somebody judges you. I was falsely accused as a coach of illegal recruiting, and they said your job is going to be terminated. Nobody's ever won this case. I know y'all have heard this a million times, but you're going to hear it differently in a judge, okay? And I immediately judge them. I want to kill them. That's my judgment. And I want to kill their dog and any special thing they have. Because they're going to take my job away, and it's not right. Candy knows. I mean, y'all can still judge me. Maybe you did a little. I don't know. But I didn't. I worked hard, and I didn't even know how to do that. So mom calls me. It gets out. It's on, and she says, Chip, there's only one way that you can win this. And I said, I called her afterwards when I was, I said, I'm going to preach on this. She's watching. And I said, Mom, you must have been led by God. I said, because there's not a, in the Bible, these are the three things, right?
Yeah.
She was led by God to say what she said. And here's what she said to me. I said, Mom, nobody's ever won this case. You're going to tell me how to win this case, and nobody's ever won it. And to this day, it's the only case, and they have them every year, dozens of them every year against coaches, and it's the only case that's ever won. I don't know about you, but I like winning. Yeah. I like sleeping.
Yes.
Man, this sleeping thing is good.
Yes.
Are y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
So maybe we had something to do with that. And we get rid of that out of our heart. Lord, if there's been any critical, anything I'm trying to fix, even with good intentions, Lord, anything, help me. He will. Now, that means a lot to God because you're showing mercy and he shows mercy to you. You're not the judge. And there's a lot you don't know. And some of you have been holding on to judgment for a long time. And it's kept you from your healing. It's kept you from your blessings. And some of you even judge God. It's not fair. You judge God, not fair. The three things Mom says to do is to pray for those who are persecuting you. That's what Jesus said. That's what you're to do. I said, Mama, I don't want to pray for them. I want to kill them. She goes, not your real spirit doesn't want to. Pray for them. She said, number two, pray in the spirit. Watch this. From what you just heard today, watch how valuable of knowledge this was. Because there's things you don't know.
Yep.
Did Job not know?
No.
Did Norval Hayes not know?
No.
Did Brother Hagin not know? You pray in the Spirit. You bless them. You see something wrong, and you pray for them. She said, now the third thing. Now this is the key. I've never seen this. The God is so good. Yes. Is to whenever that fear comes up, you say out of your mouth, no weapons formed against me shall prosper. So my first prayer was, God, bless them with gritted teeth. No heart involved. Are y'all with me? I'm just letting you know. I'm just saying. That was it. He told me later, at least you weren't cursing them. See how God looks? He's merciful. He's good. And then I pray spirit. Pray in the spirit. No weapons for you. No weapons for you. I mean, it was 20, it seemed like 24/7. And then 2 weeks into it, and all of a sudden, the power of God, the love of God comes on me, just envelops me. I stand up, and all of a sudden, my perspective changed. And I'm seeing as Jesus would see, and I see their soul. I see the whole purpose. See, I was praying out of fear, hoping I wouldn't lose my job. I was praying out of fear. And now I was really praying with mercy. Oh, God.
Yes. Yes.
For those who hated me.
Yeah.
That just didn't fall on me, people. Yeah. I had a part to play in it.
Yeah.
I am loving people who's trying to ruin my life.
Yes.
In the natural, I couldn't have done that.
Mm-hmm.
Are y'all with me?
Yes.
And I couldn't wait. I had 2 weeks to pray for them.
Yeah.
Man, hopefully I can hug them and kiss them and give them a pamphlet or something. We have the court deal, all the TV newspapers were there. It's just going to be another. And they go through it, and the judge raises his gavel, and he's getting ready to, well, we've heard all we heard, and it's going to be like the others. We have to do this. We've got to set a precedent, blah, blah, blah. And he's coming down, and this lady stands up and says, wait! I've got one more thing to add. I'm not even in fear of losing my job. I'm not going, no way. I could have yelled, wait, it's not fair. Right?
Yeah.
I wasn't there. And she got her little glasses. She put them on. And she said, I wanted to add this so everybody hears it. Coach Brim came to our town, and I stood behind him, and as he was having a conversation with another coach, and the coach said, Chip, what are you doing here? This is not your area of jurisdiction of players. And he said, well, I am here illegally recruiting players, quote, I'm illegally recruiting players illegally for my illegal program, quote. Illegally. Now, that sounds like everybody say it. That sounds like a what? A lie. Say it, a lie. So the head table starts talking amongst himself. She's still talking. He grabs the microphone and says, ma'am, sit down. She said, no, I have much more. He goes, sit down. He said, in the whatever how many years of the OSSAA, we have never heard such a, say it, a lie. And we're basing this whole case on
lie.
Chip, you win the case. You're free.
Billy Brim Bible Institute. You can earn your degree with an emphasis in Bible prophecy from one of the leading Bible prophecy teachers of our time. For more information, visit billybrim.org/3BI. Just as God led Paul and his team to Macedonia to gain fellowship with the Church of Philippi, we believe that God has led us into fellowship with you. We invite you to join us in a monthly partnership with the Billy Brim Ministries General Club by visiting billybrim.org or by texting your gift to BBM space amount to 28950 and follow the prompts.
Hey, it's Chip again. Thanks for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And if you're ever in the Tulsa area, we would love to invite you to Billy Brim's church, where me and my wife Candace serve as the senior pastors. And if you want to plan your visit, you can contact us at 918-371-4589 or check out our website at www.aglorious.church. By the way, we had the best youth rally in the world every year in Branson, Missouri. Find out how to attend or partner up with us at www.championsforchrist.org. That's champions with the number 4, Christ.org.